As I said, normally Craig Harper at this time, but big man Chris Bryan is in the studio, though, dare I say it, not as big as the big man that I caught up with at the end of the football season just a few weeks ago. How are you, CB?
Finey, good to be back with you, mate, and feeling good. Like, we're just speaking about the big man, but we'll get onto a bit more specifics, I guess. But down 4.2 kilos since we last talked about being the big fella.
Now, that is really interesting. It's not been a long... It's been 2 weeks?
14 days, yeah.
14 days, 4.2 kilos. And dare I say it, not the 4.2 kilos that you can get, you know, when you lose some... you've had a big weekend and the sort of liquid comes out and et cetera. So I think this is a pretty real 4.2 kilos. What was the starting weight?
The starting weight was 101.9.
What have you ended up as... let me think, 87.7. These are radio stations, by the way.
Yes, no, 97.7. So,
is that a radio station? I don't know, but 101.9 is.
It is. Did we mention that? I don't know if we mentioned
I don't know which one it is. What is it, Fox?
Oh, it was. Yeah, it is still Fox, yeah.
And what's Triple R? No, not Triple R.
Triple R is 102.7, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 102.7. And then there's Triple J. That's like 95 points.
No, that's 107.6.
Oh, 107.6. Yeah, you don't want to go up.
I've never got that big.
Yeah. And Kiss FM, the dance station, that's 87.6. You don't want to get that low.
No, no. No, look, this is I actually feel good. So I've dropped the 4.2 kilos.
Yep.
Body fat has gone down 1.8%. But also, I've been hitting the gym and my muscle percentage has gone up as well.
So muscle, muscle actually puts on weight because...
That's right. Muscle weighs more than fat, yes.
So there's weight gain through muscularity, which means there might be an overall loss of, best measured in probably centimetres.
Yeah.
Bigger than just a straight 4.2.
Yeah, no, it is. Last time I did this challenge, I did it for 30 days and I lost something like 20-something centimetres off all my measurements. But
great.
This time I didn't do the pre-measure. Last time we even did the photos, and it's just an amazing difference. I wake up now and I have a cold glass of water rather than have three coffees.
Yep.
And then I've got energy, like I'm sleeping so much better when I go to bed. You know, you actually sleep, and I actually, after Friday night being in here with you, I didn't, by the time I got home and, you know, watched a bit of telly, went to sleep about 1-ish, but 6:30 just woke up refreshed, ready to go again. So it's been amazing.
Yeah. Thinking more clearly?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely helped me even coming in here to talk with you. You sort of, you know, my retention of knowledge and what, you know, if people tell me something or I'm watching something on the TV or listening on the radio, it's in there and it stays in there. There's not that cloud over my head, I guess.
Ah, now K-Rock is 95.5. Would that be a target for you, maybe?
No, I think I'm happy around this, 97, 98. But obviously, if the body fat can come down and then the muscle percentage goes up as well. So, it's been great. It was hard the first 4 or 5 days when you're detoxing and all those toxins are leaving your body. It's definitely a challenge, and that's why they call it a 14-day challenge, because it'd be pretty easy to give in on that. But, you know, through the coaching, through the Natural Wellness Co., you get all the recipes there and all that sort of stuff. So you know what you're doing, you know what you're going to have the next day, all your meals are planned for the week, what you're going to eat for dinner. And it is just about, it's discipline, basically what it comes down to, because I'm out in the road working, I got to be disciplined the night before to get all my shake stuff ready. Make sure the generator in the back of the ute's full of petrol so I can run the NutriBullet out of the back of the ute.
Seriously?
Yeah, this is seriously. Yeah, that's how I have a shake, you know, for lunch. So so it's all the discipline behind that as well. And on the Sunday night, you plan out your meals, what you're going to have every week, write yourself a shopping list, and you get all that done. So when you come home from work and you're hungry, you don't just get something that's quick and easy and not good for you. You know what you're having, you know it's there, and you can just get on with it and eat it, and it's absolutely delicious.
Your wife is...
Yeah, my wife, she's the Natural Wellness Co., yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a website you can go to, Natural Wellness.
It's being built now. It's 90% done, but on Facebook, check it out on Facebook, Natural Wellness Co.
All right, so if we could run through maybe a day of eating.
Yep. So, like I said, get up in the morning, have 2 glasses of water straight away. Cold glasses of water, that gets your metabolism going from the inside out. And then go for a bit, like, so I take dog for a walk, 15-20 minute walk, and then have
That's pretty easy.
That's not bad at all. The dog's more tired than what I am.
Yep.
That's just to get the heart rate up a little bit, get the body moving. Then I'll have a shake. So you get in the NutriBullet with the protein powder and some fruit. Don't usually have bananas before if it haven't worked out, just like mixed berries. Cinnamon in the shakes because that's a natural thermogenic.
Well, that's interesting. What's a thermogenic?
That like raises your body temperature and helps you burn more calories. So I have that, and then say mid-morning might have a recommended protein bar, just for a snack. Lunch, again, have the shake, make sure I've got the shake, all the stuff ready, the ingredients, almond milk in that. And then maybe a green apple after that, maybe. And then they have it's called a fizz stick. It's a caffeine replacement thing. So it is a caffeine product, which helps in their greenie from Upway. You asked coffee all ditched altogether. Yes, coffee is because it is a processed form, but this is a natural caffeine extract or something. I think they sold it to me that way. So have one of those at 3 o'clock, when you're a bit flat in the afternoon, you just need that just to get through. And you don't crash from it. So you have that about 3 o'clock with a green apple or something.
So you haven't really had a meal.
No meals yet. Yep. No meals yet. It's only get one meal a day.
Yep.
And then a meal might be, a steak or a bit of salmon. Salmon's really good. And then you'll have, say, brown rice or sweet potato as your carbs.
Yep.
And then you'll have, we do stir-fried greens. So you've got bok choy, you've got broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus.
So that meal's quite familiar to me. I used to train pretty seriously. Yep. So the meal is what a lot of people in gyms would recommend, and that is that the carb be sweet potatoes popular more so than potato because of their low GI.
It's the low GI stuff that you have to go with because you don't want your blood sugars up and down. So the sweet potato is great. Again, we cut it up into fries shapes with some cinnamon on it, put it in the oven and bake them up, and they come out absolutely delicious. So they're really good. Or with some mash, you get a nice bit of salmon, crispy skin on.
Yeah, the steak, lovely.
The steak. And then we use coconut oil. We cook it all in coconut oil.
Yeah, so you can buy that from, I've seen it like in a solid form.
Yes. So
in a jar at the supermarket. I see people are into that.
Yeah, that's what we get ours from Costco, and it's a big one. And take a scoop of that out, put it in the wok, and then you stir fry your veggies through all of that, and it's
And most green vegetables are green lighted,
yeah. Yep. They're, again, through the Natural Wellness Co, they give you a full list of things to avoid, things to include and exclude,
Are you allowed to have, broccoli and Brussels sprouts?
Broccoli and Brussels sprouts, yeah. Pretty much all the green ones
are
good. Yep. Bok choy. If you go to an Asian grocer, there's that many green veggies.
Yeah, spinach is popular.
Yep.
And so is, it's nice, kale.
Yes, kale's in there as well. Yep. So you just think you got a big wok on the, we cook it outside on the side burner of the barbie.
Yep.
Coconut oil and all those just mixing through. Bit of garlic. Oh,
you can put some chili in it if you like.
Yeah, if you choose chili. Yep. It's really, you just feel full. The first time you see it, you're like, oh, this doesn't look that great. But
you still look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, that's just how we eat our vegetables now. So it's, amazing.
So 2 weeks of that.
Yep.
Now, the beauty is, and this is, I think, really important, to get involved in. Now, you're a landscaper, so your work is not sedentary. You're out there doing something active.
Yep.
You said you took the dog for a walk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought, if somebody's got a gym, gets to gym, that's good. But if you don't, if you're if you're walking in the morning, you make sure that you're doing some physical activity during the day. And maybe if you have a sedentary job, when you get home or after you've had dinner, and again, it can just be a brisk walk.
It's all it is, yeah. It's 80%, they talk about it a lot, but 80% is nutrition and diet, and it's 20% exercise. Yeah. So the 30-day challenge I did, I lost nearly 10 kilos, and I did no extra activity at all. Didn't go to the gym, didn't go for any extra runs, nothing like that. So it is true that they say that the 80% being the nutrition is that's where it comes from. If you just need to detoxify your body, get all those toxins out, which you probably won't even know you have in there, but once they're out, it it's funny how much weight you just lose.
And the program, so when if you really feel sort of depleted, are you allowed a snack? Often in these type of programs, a handful of unprocessed nuts maybe or something just to get you through is okay.
Yes, yeah, they do have an approved snack list. Just maybe a third of a cup of almonds or something like that is great. Green apples are good. Red apples are no good apparently because of their GI levels. Yep. So, you don't want to – I think you get to a point where you're that hungry that you'll go – you form into their weakness and you go, oh, stuff this, I'm just going to have something bad. So to have a snack there is good. These protein bars that they have as well are great. They're only small. So, yeah, you don't want to punish yourself too much.
Yep.
You know, you just want to form that discipline around eating right.
But the key is that you can get some results pretty quickly.
Oh, absolutely.
Because without results, no one's going to stick it much for long.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, I dropped 4.2 in 2 weeks and, you know, I did it relatively easily.
And so. I would say that, you know, people carrying more body fat than you do would find the weight loss even more impressive, more drastic, for want of a better term.
Yeah, no, it is. So it's always the first week is the hardest, but then you get on those scales, you know, after the first week to measure where you're at and it's... oh, you're amazed. So then you're motivated again to go the second week. And then you might think it's going to plateau out, but you start to feel so good after the 2 weeks that the third week, your result might not be as great as it was the first week, but you're feeling so much better. You have that more energy. You're sleeping so well. So you just keep going. And now I've done the 2 weeks, but I still want to keep eating good, you know, because I want to feel this good continually. And yeah, if I have a few beers, maybe for a celebrate, you know, cup weekend or something, you know, I'll know that that's going to take me back a step. So the week after, then I just, you know, get back on the horse and eat healthy.
And in those weeks that you are eating healthily, you are not deriving any carbs from liquids, are you?
No.
It's water.
Yep. It's just, 8 glasses of water, they say. But because I'm out working and outside and walking around, I usually drink 3 to 4 litres of water per day. Makes it tough trying to go to the toilet when you're out in the road in mowing people's backyards, but
plenty of spot in the backyard to take a leak.
There is, yes.
plenty of lemon trees out there.
There are. So, yeah, no, it's I feel
actually
fantastic.
Speaking of lemon trees, that's what some people do. A squeeze of lemon in your water is okay, I believe. Some people advocate it.
Yeah, absolutely, and as a dressing. So if you're having a salad, just squeeze some lemon over it, and you'd be surprised how well it actually tastes, and you taste the food for what it is.
Mm.
It's tough. It is hard. I won't lie. It is hard, and you get headaches because, especially for myself, I drank a lot of coffee to get up and about in the mornings because I'd have the beers of a night time, so I'd be flat in the morning, coffee to get up.
So it is the most toxic stuff that you sort of consume that gives you the withdrawal. So if you've previously been somebody that has a lot of sugar in your diet, you'll get headaches from the lack of sugar, but that's your body.
It is. It's getting rid of it, fighting it.
It's screaming a bit, but it's telling you that it's saying goodbye to it.
Yeah, that's right.
It wants it, but it wants what you're not giving it, which is better for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they say that sugar's as much addictive as any sort of illicit drugs. So.
Well, they now put most of the dietary woes and health woes associated with diet, lay it squarely at the feet of sugar. And, you know, there's that piece of steak that you have. You don't have to go crazy trimming it of all the fat.
No.
Have it as it is, and the fat on it does not equate to fat on your body.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's the good fat. You know, it's a good fat. Like in avocado. Avocado's great for you, but it's one of the highest fatty foods, but the fats that are in it are actually good for your body. So you limit those, you don't go overboard with them, and the food just is incredible.
It is funny what your body gets used to. I can safely say, given up cigarettes.
Yes.
What the body demands is you have coached your body to crave something toxic.
Yeah.
And the body will ask for it, but if you don't give it to it, the body will very quickly feel better.
Yeah.
And tell you so.
And do you agree that it's, like you said, it was, it's upstairs, it's your mind. If you form that habit of having the cigarette, you've proven now that you don't actually need it. So it was just the habit. And
that's right. So other things can follow on. There's no question.
Yeah.
It's funny. yesterday we got the dogs professionally washed.
Yeah.
Because they just needed them. Got two dogs. Find it hard. We've tried to wash them ourselves at various times, but not easy.
Not easy.
You need to restrain them.
Yeah.
And I was demanding that they be washed. Why was I demanding that they be washed?
Because you could smell them now.
I could smell them. Yep. I mean, really, the sense of smell as opposed to what it was. And, it's funny because, just certain things. I got a jacket in the back of the car that had petrol. Then I'd run out of petrol and I bought one of those
jerry cans
and it didn't have a very good seal on it. And my wife would complain, about that jacket, about the car and even me coming out of the car.
Yeah.
I said, what are you talking about? Now I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, it's funny. It all piles along. And now, I guess with the food I've been eating, if I do have a junk food or a bit of a blowout, I feel it and I'm like, I don't want that bad feeling again. So
we've had some requests for the Facebook page. If you'd like to call and ask Chris something specifically, 94291116, Chris Bryan, who's certainly got a level of discipline, one must say, that we probably all don't share, having played elite sport, not only in the AFL, but the NFL in America requires, obviously, a level of discipline and just a single-mindedness to the task at hand and to the goals at hand that maybe you and I don't have. But that being said, a lot of professional sports people, when their time is up in professional sport, really undo the belt and stack it on. So in some ways it can be more difficult. The effort I've seen, just visibly, you dropping 5 kilos in a couple of weeks is extraordinary. So watching something extraordinary here, given that I spend a bit of time with the Sandy Dragons and was on Saturday night in their company.
Yeah.
And they're just showing on Fox Football the end of the grand final. The siren went. They were 3 points down against the Falcons. And a young player had a shot from 15 out, pretty much dead in front, and was unable to kick the goal. So it was very tough on, I think Morrisby might be his name. I'm not 100% sure, but certainly no recriminations. It was a great performance by both sides. And as I would find out on Saturday night, a tough year for the Dragons through injury and availability. And the team did really well to make the grand final. And the Falcons had, I think, only lost a couple of times during the year. And they were the favourites, but it was a good effort. Yeah. That was an amazing finish.
Yeah, it was, and I was listening to you earlier talk about the Dragons because I was a Sandy Dragon boy.
Oh, brilliant.
And, like you said about the guys coming in and out through school footy, and I always felt that it was a club, but you're only there for 2-3 years.
Yep.
So you immerse yourself in what they're all about because not many times, you barrack for a club or involved with a local footy club, you're there for life, whereas you knew that your time at the Dragons, it had a shelf life. So,
yeah. And it's a very different dynamic. They don't really have supporters. Nobody really supports a tech team, but the parents, during that period, the parents and friends, girlfriends and mates and whatever get involved, and there's that level of support. So it's very important that this program, they call it a program, does what it can to intimate a club, because clubs do better than just groups of individuals trying to catch the eye of national selectors.
Absolutely. And I guess where I've gone back to my local club, and I've found that that's, you know, that's where I belong. You belong to a club, don't you? So in that environment, it's hard to feel like you belong, because you know you're only going to be there for up to 3-4 years if you do the whole junior program.
You know what? We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll love to actually, for once on air, talk about the path you took to football, because it was a path now not as uncommon, but at the time it was certainly not the direct route to AFL football. So we might have a little chat about that when we return. Welcome back. Bit of interest, a lot of interest in Chris Bryan, who's joined me for the hour, and his program, the Natural Wellness, that has seen him drop 4.2 kilos in 14 days off a not too flabby frame. So if you're carrying a bit of a shed over the veranda, and especially, I think this is a particularly good one, maybe for our blokes out there and women, but that are not too bad a shape, want to just get into right nick for summer and have, through maybe playing some footy as recently as this year, just got the sort of discipline to be able to embark on a testing but not impossible program. This would not be easy for somebody who has never disciplined themselves with diet, I would have thought, Chris. There are other ways to step in, but I think for any person who's played competitive sport this year, they'd find this quite doable.
Yeah, look, it is a challenge. It's why it's called a 14-day challenge. Like, it's got to challenge you, but you don't get any reward if you don't challenge yourself. But, you know, I did it these past 2 weeks knowing that the long weekend's coming up and I'm heading away, so freshen up for that. And then I might even do it the start of December again, just to, you know, be fresh in the mind and the body for Christmas and the New Year period, especially when the sun's out. So you feel good about yourself. You don't have to be in the best shape. You don't have to be, you know, the most ripped bloke or the hottest looking girl down the beach. But as long as you feel good on the inside and happy with how you're feeling, what you look like, then really that's all that matters. It's more about yourself.
Now, there's a strange side benefit or a side effect associated with this form of dieting, and it's a little bit for some people philosophical and maybe even a little bit too mysterious to even believe in, but it is true. Now, there is an understanding amongst psychologists, psychiatrists and people who are invested in how we think and how we process thought, the cognitive process, that the relativity of time doesn't just be, it's not just a Einstein theory, it's not just relating to the planets and to the rotation of our planet and how we fit into the universe, but also into how we process time itself. You know this to be true. You know that if your team is 3 points up with 2 minutes to go in the grand final, those 2 minutes will seem like the longest two minutes of all time.
Absolutely.
If your team is 3 points down the 2 minutes to go, that time will fly.
Yep.
Maybe another example is, think of an hour spent watching your favourite TV show. Let's say you were hooked on Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And the episode would be over and you'd go, what, already?
Yep.
Compare that to an hour waiting in the dentist's office to see the dentist. Tell me that goes the same.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So for a lot of people, time at some points during the year or whatever, you're in the absolute deep, repetitive, I'll call it rut of work, picking up the kids,
everyday
dinner,
life,
and the, you know, weekdays just meld into one. Mm-hmm. And no sooner is it the weekend than the weekend's over in a twinkling of an eye.
Yep.
And you ask yourself, where's the year gone? Now, I'm telling you, and this is a fact, if you do something like this diet, which is going to examine your physiological response to in some cases, a dramatic change, if you consume a lot of carbs, if you consume a lot of sugar, alcohols, etc., this is going to be a shock to your body. The days are going to seem much longer because you'll be arcing for the next feed. You'll be hanging out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 days, you'll think you'll have done a month and you'll think, shit, only 3 days. But for some people, the opportunity to slow down that whirring clock that just goes nonstop for all of us will also give you time to maybe think about some changes, contemplate maybe where your life is. As time slows because of the diet, so too you will have more time to embrace, you know, ask yourself questions that you haven't been able to ask yourself because time gets away with you. It's basically a time management skill.
It is.
That is real, that allows you to get much more time out of your time.
You're absolutely spot on there, Finey. It's, you know, the first 4 days, it is hard and it does feel like it's, you know, it's taken a month. And all you want to do is go to bed at night time. You're like, well, the easiest thing to do is just go to sleep. Yeah. Whereas the second half of the second week, you're up early because you've slept really well the night before.
Yeah.
So as soon as you wake up, you're on the ball and you're doing something productive. You know, so that hour where you're normally walking around as a zombie waiting for your coffee to kick in, there's an extra hour just like that. And then over night time, you know, you might be able to read a book or, you know, I've been going to the gym again at night time because I know that I'm feeling good and I can go to bed at 9:30 and I know I'll fall asleep straight away and then have that great, you know, 8 hours sleep. So it's the same. It's a 24-hour period, isn't it? You might be out of bed for the same time, but you're more productive in those hours when you're awake.
So don't hate the slowing down of the clock in the first part where time seems to...
Yep.
If you can embrace it and manage it, then you've got a real opportunity to get not only a health benefit out of this diet and weight loss and whatever you want from it you'll get physically, but also a spiritual benefit and maybe an ability to control that, stop the cascading of minutes into hours, hours into days, days into weeks. You'll learn a little bit of time control.
Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, it like I said, it is challenging, but the benefits far way out. And I don't like to think that it is a diet as such. Like, I'd like to, for me anyway, I want to continue on and make it a lifestyle. Yeah, so yeah, I want to eat that way. It's not a diet. Okay, well, I've done 14 days. Now I'm going to have Macca's for dinner and I'm going to have 6 cans when I get home tonight. Well, that's not what going to, because I know tomorrow I'm going to be sluggish and then I'm going to go back to wasting that hour in the morning. So it's definitely a lifestyle choice where you make choices. So you can, in 3 months' time, I'll still try and eat the same way, those stir-fried veggies, but I might have a Friday night out with the boys or whatever, and I know I'm going
to
have something.
Well, you can go to a restaurant maybe and not have to pick the eyes out of menu if it says a steak, if it comes with potatoes, not sweet potatoes, and something.
That's
it is what, even chips, you know, it's not the end of the world.
And it is about educating your mind and your body. You know, your body will soon reject that stuff
But the education will mean that when you go out and there's an option for grilled fish or the deep fried fish in batter, you'll prefer the grilled fish.
And you actually will prefer it because
100%.
You'll taste it. The fish for what it is.
Yeah, I can say that I've been there and been able to at least maintain that element of disciplined eating. So to this day, I certainly prefer, you know.
Have you noticed that with
when we grab them whiting?
Yes,
I do have a decadent way to have them, but I have a healthy way as well. And yeah, the decadent way is a bit naughty, and you wouldn't have it, but well, it's very good with butter, almonds, and lemon. But there's also, I do it in Asian style with just really finely chopped Asian vegetables, a bit of stock, a bit of oyster sauce, and all over the whiting fillets. And you know, the best way to have whiting fillets is just grilled whiting fillets. It's so good.
Nice. Have you noticed your taste of food has improved since...
Well, since I've given up smoking.
Yeah.
You know what? And this is really interesting. My taste has improved markedly, and not necessarily a great thing, though I am realizing a few things.
Yeah. Now, such as?
Fair dinkum. Bit of a fan of the dim sim.
Uh-huh.
Not so much now.
Oh, really?
Not the one, you know, not the ones, you know what I can taste now, which people said I should have always been able to taste. Like, if you get a shitty dim sim out of a bain-marie, which I have been known to do, you know, when they're cooked in oil, you can really taste that oil.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. So I'm off them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I cook a lot, and it's good because, you know, really... cook by taste.
Yep.
And, you can taste, you know, if something's
not
right. Certainly when you make spag bol, got to be very careful it doesn't burn and stick to the bottom of the pan.
Because you'll be able to taste sauce. The burnt. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you're making it for four kids for a month, that's a pretty big lot of wasting.
It is, yep.
So you've got to be careful. Now, we've had a number of people ask this. Gerard's asked, could you give the details again? Please, the details. Gerard, they're coming now. And also from Leon, who dropped out in the tunnel, would appreciate information. A number of people want to know the Facebook page.
Yeah, I've got it up here. The Natural Wellness Co. So get on there, look that up. There's a nice picture up there. There's a couple of pictures of my wife and, you know, all the information there. So get on there, The Natural Wellness Co. on Facebook. There's a click there so you can send a message, and my wife will get back to you about it all.
And that's sort of pretty one-on-one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that goes direct to her. So it's, you know, once you sign up for the challenge, they'll put you in a small group. So the information gets fed through every day, and all the info will be passed on.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will do what I suggested we might have done during the session just completed, and that is find out from your time at Sandringham Dragons, what was the course less, sort of the road less travelled that you took to make your AFL debut? Welcome back. I like that. But that's what that music is. Chris Bryan is in the studio, and having shown us the way to lose weight, we're now going to find out the way into an AFL side for Chris Bryan. And we left the story at the beginning of the story.
Yep.
So you finished up with Sandringham Dragons. You're 2 years there. Now, also, you've got a football background. You've got family connections to football, don't you? Going back into the tree.
Yeah. Snowy Lumsden at Collingwood. And
so he was Ernie Lumsden, was it?
Ernest Lumsden, yeah.
Premiership player.
Premiership player. Dick Lee. Obviously, one of the
first great goal kicker,
goal
really.
Kicker, yeah.
Walter Lee.
What's that great grandparents part of the tree? I think so. Yep.
Were they great grandfathers or?
Yes. Yeah, so that's pretty Ernest direct. Lumsden. Yep. Ernest Lumsden is a great grandfather. Yep. So when my nana was alive and we had the you know the jumper presentation season launch, you know she was there and
great.
You know, it was a really proud moment for her when I did don that jumper and, you know, I've got his life membership badges at home and all that sort of stuff. So that was, that's where it was, the family.
Okay. So you play for Sandringham Dragons.
I did.
Would you consider that time successful?
Yes. So bottom age, they actually won the premiership, and being a bottom age player, I didn't, I played a few games, but obviously not the whole year. Top age, we started off the year really well. Private school boys left. We ended up playing finals, so, you know, 18-year-old got to play a final on the MCG.
Who did you play under?
Gary Colling. So Brad Gotch was 99 and Gary Colling was 2000.
Cat.
Cat. he was great for me, really good. He was sort of the old school harder coach, you know. I had a corky one game, and the Monday night at training, Gary the cat, the physio said, I've got a night off, I've got a corky. He said, oh, it's bullshit. Get out there, run five laps, and come and tell me how it is. So I went out, did five laps. He goes, oh, it's, yeah, I can still go and do another five laps and then come back and tell me how it is. So, and I was fine. I got up the next week and played. So, you know, I didn't mind that. That was great. And as it so happened, 2-3 years ago, I actually coached against him. He was coaching Red Hill when I coached against him. So that was a real joy for me from, looking up to him as a mentor, as a young fella.
Super. And you nominated for the draft?
Nominated for the draft.
What were your expectations?
Not, obviously, hoping.
Yep.
But, you know, not high. I didn't get invited to the combine.
Yep.
I was one of the first cut from the Metro squads and stuff. So,
oh, so you were in the squad but didn't make the final.
I was one of the first cut. So it was, obviously I was hoping.
Yep.
I was very much hoping. And, I was disappointed when it happened that I didn't get drafted. But
good question off the SNS. Who were some of your teammates that did get drafted?
Top age, it's a good question. Well, Juddy was bottom age the year, and Luke Ball, they were bottom age when I was there.
Yep.
Top age, who I went on and played? That's a really good question. I should know that. Oh, I know Scott Thornton did. He went to Fremantle.
The Ghost.
Ted Richards, sorry. He was one of them. Yep. It's quite funny, actually. I've seen his father today, Jeff. He's my chiropractor, and I still see him from all those years ago. So,
great.
There's a couple there that have gone on to be done quite well.
And you, but there was going to be a wait. So, had you sort of given up on your AFL dream? Where did you play footy the next year?
I did. I went. I went to Sandringham Zebras.
Yep.
I was still young, and I still wanted to play the best footy I could.
Yep.
And that's always been a passion of mine. Even from when I was 17, I wanted to play the best footy I could. So I played senior footy, not underage footy. So I went to Sandy Zebras and unfortunately got injured my first year, did my ankle. So that sort of put me on the back foot and struggled to play reserves grade there. But went back the next year. I was there. I did that for 3 years. I was at Sandy Zebras for 3 years. Ended up playing, a fair bit of senior footy later in the piece, second and third year, but with the alliance with Melbourne, it was always hard. Like, if Darren Jolly or Mark Jamar came to training on the Friday night, well, I knew I was getting dropped to the reserves. So that was the system. That's what it was. I bought into that, and that's the way it was for the 3 years I was there. After that was 01, 02, 03. 04, I had a call from Frankston, and they were standalone. And I still wanted to play the best footy I could, and I knew going down there I'd get more chance, more opportunity to play senior footy. Ended up doing that, played 17 games that year. Again, was in the state squad, but I got injured the week before, so I didn't do that.
So a bit of a breakout year for you.
That was a breakout year. Yeah, definitely. It was, responsibility was on me. I was the number one ruck there.
Yep.
Everyone was looking, for me to be the big ruckman in the middle. So that was the year where I probably thought that the AFL dream was diminishing.
Yep.
I just relaxed and embraced Frankston Footy Club as a club and got involved with the culture of the place and really enjoyed myself on and off the field, but still playing a very high level of football. And
Did you then nominate for the draft at the end of that year?
Yeah, so for the whole 4 years, I was nominated.
You kept putting your
name. Well, once you're nominated, it's there for three or so years.
Yep.
So I'd had some interest, through Hawthorn, I think, were interested in 2002 for a rookie spot.
Yep.
I did a state combine, I think, at the end of 2003, maybe, after playing senior footy at Sandringham. But then that 2004 year, I bought a house at the end of the year, and I just thought that was
done.
And
what was the big moment?
The big moment was just the phone call. It was funny that Wayne Hughes was the recruiting manager. He actually lived in Keysborough. He actually lived just around
recruiting
the
manager for Carlton.
For Carlton, yep. He actually lived just around the corner from where I grew up. So went to school with his son. So yeah, got a call from him, and then had a meeting with them, and I was only 93 kilos at the time, so I wasn't a big bulky ruckman. And they said, look, we need you bigger. Here's a weights program. Here's all the supplements you need. We want you to see what you can do in the next 4 weeks, because it was 4 weeks before the draft. So I went out and I ate like a horse. I ate chicken and rice like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
I worked out twice a day, and I ended up putting on 7 kilos in the 4 weeks. It was a challenge. It was a challenge. But it paid off, and I think they were super impressed that I could, you know, I knuckled down and I did the work with no guarantees. Like, they didn't say they were going to draft me. They said, if you do this, well, then we'll see what happens. And, got the pick 73, the 2004 draft, and it was, I still remember I was just listening on the radio and they were interviewing someone who went in the 20s or something, and then, Chris Bryan just been drafted to Carlton. And that was it. Like, that was...
Wow, that's amazing. It's a great story. We've got to leave it there.
Yes.
But next time Chris is on, the next instalment, we'll find out about life at Carlton, we'll move him to Collingwood, and we'll have some instalments after there that take him all the way to the States. Chris, great catching up. People love the hour.
Terrific. Thanks for having me again, mate.
We're going to have a break, and when we come back, we will swap the fit man for the elephant.